From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Bill Curtis. We are playing this week with John Hodgman, Paula Poundstone, and Mo Rocca. And here again is your host at the Chase Bank Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Bill. In just a minute. Sorry, Roy Moore. Bill just wants to rhyme more in our listener limerick challenge. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. John.
Yes.
There's a great new tech accessory for the millennial in your life.
Oh, no.
Yes. It's an iPhone case specifically designed to help you do what?
Specifically designed to... What?
Well, I mean, we have, as you know, there are many, many different kinds of cases for your iPhone.
Right.
There are cases that are for when you go swimming and cases for when you go hiking.
Hiping, yes. Often go hiking.
You often go hiking. You're a hype man.
I am a hype man.
This iPhone is specifically designed for something that people do, but they tend, or at least they hope, that they will do it once in their lives.
It's a case for getting married.
Close. What do you do before you get married? The first step in that process.
You meet a nice person.
You meet a nice person. Let's talk through this, John.
Okay.
Go to the good part.
It's an engagement
yes,
case.
Yes, it's an engagement case. It is an iPhone case specifically for engaging. It's called the Rock Shock. Uh-huh. Why is it called a Rock Shock? Because you put the diamond ring in it. Special case,
okay.
Holds the engagement ring in front, if you will, of the iPhone camera. So the way it works is you hold it out, you turn on the camera.
Yes.
The compartment opens as you propose.
And it shoots a diamond into your beloved's eye.
No. And then you make your escape. No. The idea is it is in perfect position to live stream or simply video.
Right, so that you get the reaction.
You get the reaction, because you want to get that reaction as it happens, right? So it basically will catch her screaming at you for popping the question with an iPhone case.
So is there a little arm that comes out of the iPhone to put the ring on the
It's finger? Like a little robot arm like they have on the space shuttle.
No, I mean, of course, the moment in which you propose, this is something you don't want to be private. You want to share with potentially millions of people.
Yeah, you want to live stream that.
It's going to be so much fun to watch when the proposal is rejected.
Yeah, no, I think that's I hope they have documents of all of the ones where they go, oh no, why do you have that terrible case? No, I don't want to marry you.
Yeah, and then they knock the phone out of your hands. So you get to watch their hopes and your screen shattered at the same time. Paula, a man in Turkey attempting to get a stuffed animal in a claw game got what instead?
I don't know. Give me a hint, would you, Peter?
Well, he was clawing it, and it clawed back.
Oh, he got a crab?
No.
A kitten?
Yes, a cat.
Oh, yeah.
He got a cat. He pulled out an actual cat.
Wow,
from the machine.
I love that.
I know it's
got to
be crab or kitten. It's always one of those two.
The man.
I have 14 cats, and I would so like one of them to go into one of those machines.
The man lowered the claw into this pile of stuffed animals, and one of them woke up and swatted at the claw.
But that cat, a cat had crawled into, like, the carnival machine?
Yeah,
basically.
Claw machines, yeah.
What did you call it, a claw machine?
Yeah, what do you call it?
It's a claw machine.
I've never heard of that.
You've never heard of that?
What is it?
Yeah.
You know these machines, right? It's got the mechanical claw, and you maneuver it. And then
Have you ever been allowed to go to a carnival? I don't know what it is.
God, it suddenly got cold in here. There must be an OE coming.
There was.
John.
Me again.
Yes.
All right.
John, this year a British bakery chain gave out these wonderful advent calendars as a promotional gift with wonderful pictures of the Christmas season and the Christmas story. But some people are not happy with these calendars. Why not?
Brexit?
They're just in a bad mood.
Yeah.
There's something particular to the calendars that offended people.
Give me a hint.
Well, the Messiah comes in link or patty form.
It's a sausage calendar?
It is a calendar in which the baby Jesus is portrayed by a sausage.
Well, who would complain?
No, not me. A baby Jesus, by the way, made of pork, is also an answer to the question, what is the least kosher thing in the world? So imagine this. The image in this calendar shows the nativity. It's got the manger. It's got the Jesus and Mary. It's got the magi. But instead of the baby Jesus, it's a beautiful fresh-baked sausage roll, as they like to have there in Britain. For some reason, people found the Lord and Savior being replaced with a giant pig in a blanket. Offensive.
It's a pig in a crash.
It is. Yeah, they did. You knew this.
I'd take that communion any day.
Exactly.
I guess they didn't realize how many people would be frankincensed by this.
I'm sitting right beside him.
Yeah.
Well, make a myrrh joke.
You don't think I'm standing here trying?
The company was in the middle of a merger.
Yeah.
Now that's gold.
Thank you.
Yes.
Someone separate us.